Go to the Lord in prayer. Most holy and righteous Father, Lord, we just thank you again for another opportunity to be in your house. Lord, we just thank you right now for all those who are part of this body that continue to support this ministry, Lord. And God, I ask that you bless this offering. Help us to continue to do what it is that you are directing and guiding us to do. In your holy name, amen. Now, we have just had a wonderful worship service. And it's interesting because I thought, well, I'm going to start out this morning talking about some of us are familiar with the song, How Great Thou Art. And this song was written by a Swedish preacher by the name of Carl Boberg. And he wrote the original lyrics to How Great Thou Art. And it came about because he had been traveling to the southwest part of Sweden and was visiting a village when a horrible storm hit. The winds were raging, lightning, thunder. I thought about our life in the last 2 weeks. And then as it passed and it cleared, he saw the sun busting through. He heard the birds singing. And he fell to his knees and he began to praise God. He wrote the words, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. You know, we all have storms that arise in our life. We all have had storms that have arisen in our life. We all have storms that will arise in our life. But what we have to remember is even in the midst of the storm, when the storm has passed, can we worship God? Can we worship Him thinking about the storm that just had affected our life? You know, and I was thinking about, I've been doing this a long time. And when I first started preaching, I would say, turn in your Bibles to whatever scripture was getting ready to be read. But now I say, tap your phone, scroll over to here. Things have changed. But whatever method you are using this morning, be it turn in your Bible, tap your phone, scroll over here, or look up to the screen if they put the scriptures up here. We want to look at Psalms 150. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. My question this morning, are you breathing? Are you breathing? If you're breathing, you need to be praising God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let me just say, first off, I'm not talking about coming in and doing something repetitive. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's all good, because we ought to say hallelujah. We ought to say thank you, Jesus. But I'm not talking about repetition. What I'm talking about is thinking and speaking well of God, looking at him for who he is and what he has done. And I truly believe that God's people should be caught up in praising him. There is no excuse for any of us as believers not to praise God. It doesn't matter if we're walking through the valley at the time, because one thing we can be rest assured in as a believer, if we're going through the valley, he's right there in the valley with us. If we're going through the valley, our time is going to come and he's going to put us on the mountaintop. So we can always look to him. We can always worship him, because we know that what he does in our life is greater than anything that we can do ourselves. He's worthy of the worship. Verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Now granted, his sanctuary, these four walls, those of you who are watching by webcast, you're included in these four walls. And so when we come together, when we assemble ourselves together in this place, praise ought to be first and foremost on our mind. Praise ought to be the thing we're thinking about as we come in. I'm going in to praise God. But although these four walls are considered his sanctuary, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is his sanctuary. I should be praising him in my body, with my body. And it should be our main business when we come in, is not to come in, hey girl, I ain't seen you in a week. It's so good to see you. That's not our main purpose. Our main purpose is to praise the Lord. That's why we come into his house. Now, girl, it is good to see you. That's a good thing. Because we want to greet our brothers and our sisters. We want to have fellowship one with another. But we do not want our fellowship to take away from our praise. And it's not about, oh, honey, that dress you have on this morning, it's so good. That is you. Oh, girl, let me tell you. That hair, we don't come in to praise each other. We come in to praise the Lord. We have to remember to keep our focus on what it is and why we are here. And that is to praise the Lord. Scripture tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. When we come in, we should be thinking about everything that we have to be thankful for. Sometimes we get a little confused and we think about the big stuff. All the stuff is big stuff. When it comes to God, there is no big and no little. God is God, and all of it is whatever size we need it to be. So we need to come in and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We should begin Let's see, how should I put this? I'll save that till later. We should begin our week with praise. Because if we begin our week with praise, I'm talking Monday week, not Sunday week. If we begin our Monday week with praise, and we walk through Tuesday with praise, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, by the time we get to Sunday, and we get in here, have you ever seen a snowball? You make a little snowball, and then you start to roll it, and that little snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's how our praise should be. Monday, it's lit. Tuesday, a little bit bigger. Wednesday, and it's just growing and growing and growing as we get through the week. So by Sunday, that little bitty snowball that we started out on Monday, it's going to look like a gigantic snowball when we come into God's house to praise Him. Now, it says, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Refers to the heavens. And I thought about when Jesus was born and the angel of the Lord went down to the shepherds. And in Luke 2, verse 13 and 14, after the angel had told the shepherds, unto you this day is born in the city of David a child, had told them all about where they could find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, it says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So God is being praised in the heavens that He created. He is being praised by the creation, the angels, the heavenly hosts that He created. Why can man not praise God? Verse 2 says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Let me go back and say this one thing. We're talking about praising God and here in His sanctuary. And praising Him in the firmament, in the heavens. When we look at Scripture, right now, God is to be praised here in this sanctuary. But when we look at the book of Revelation, man is going to be praising God in the heavens. So this is not something that may or may not happen. It's a done deal. It's going to happen. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to join in or not, it is going to happen. We should be praising Him for His mighty acts. When we go through Psalms, we can see different scriptures where His mighty acts, His mighty deeds come forth. Psalms 139, when He formed us when we were in the womb. Psalms 22, when He sent the Messiah to die for our sins. Psalms 23, He provides for our every need as a good shepherd. And I can go on and on and on. And we can continue to walk through the Psalms and be reminded of the great things that God has done. But I want to bring it home and bring it a little bit closer. What has he done in your life? Can you start to remember what he has done? And I'll be honest, I can't think of anybody who can sit here and say, well, it's going to take me a minute. It's been a while. No? Let me help you out here. Just take one deep one. Take one deep one. And we do that without even thinking about it. That's a great deed right there. He took one breath, breathed it into Adam, and that same breath that he breathed into Adam, excuse me, is the same breath that you and I are breathing today. So if you have an issue thinking about the great thing that he has done in your life, and I said that singular, but y'all know we can put an S on that and make it plural because he's done many great things in our life. But we can think about, we can remember the great things that he has done. And that ought to bring a praise. That ought to make us want to praise him. We should praise God for his excellent greatness. John 17 and 3 tells us that he is the only one. He is the only God. You know, we like to, man puts up a lot of false gods, be it a false god religion or a false god possession that I have. But the bottom line is, he is the one, the only, the true God. And that's who we need to be praising because of his excellent greatness. You know, I was thinking about, excuse me, Luke 17 and 11 talks about when Jesus was going to Jerusalem and he had to pass through Samaria. And as he passed through Samaria, there were 10 leopards. And the leopards cried out asking him to cleanse them. And he said, go your way, show yourself to the priest. So they went to Stephen. They went their way. But as they went their way, one turned around and gave glory and honor to God. One turned around and began to praise him and thank him for what he had done. And Jesus said, weren't there 10 of you? Why is there only one that's praising me? Saints, we can sometimes be guilty with those 9 because we don't go back and thank him. We don't go back and praise him. We just go on about our merry way and don't think about who it is that has done a wonderful thing in our life. I don't want to be part of the 9. I want to be part of the one that turns back, giving him praise and glory. Now, I've talked about where we praise God, sanctuary and the firmament. I talked about why we praise God, because of his excellent greatness, because of what he done. And now I want to talk about how we praise God. And let me just say this first. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40 says that it is to be done in decency and in order. So I don't want anybody thinking, oh, yeah, well, Sister Lincoln said, yeah, we got to praise God. Get to screaming like a banshee. No, everything we do in decency and in order. And how we praise God. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Now, as I said, I'm not giving anybody leeway to come in screaming and hollering at the top of their lungs and acting out of order. That's not what I'm saying. So everything we want to do in decency and order. I'm not saying for anybody to run out and go get a trumpet, okay? However, we do have our voices. We can raise our voices up. As the praise and worship team is going and singing, we can sing with the praise and worship team. We don't out-sing the praise and worship team, but we join in and sing with them. You know, I had mentioned I was going to mention them again a little bit farther down. Each week, they come out and they come in and they lead us in praise and worship into the presence of God. They don't come out to put on a show. They don't come out just so that we can see what they're doing or how good they're singing or who is leading this song or who is leading that song. But they come out to lead us into worship, lead us into praise, lead us into a place where the presence of God can come in and fill this sanctuary. So again, thank God for the praise and worship team. So we can use our voices I know you guys are wondering, what's she doing? I'm looking for somebody who can go out and get that fixed, please. So we can use our voices as the sound of a trumpet and praise God. We can praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel. Now again, I'm not telling anybody to go get a tambourine because we had some issues. Sometimes folks get carried away. Hey! And throw the whole praise and worship team off. But when the children of Israel were delivered from Egyptian bondage, the scripture tells us over in Exodus 15 and 1 that Moses and the children of Israel begin to sing praises to God. They begin to thank God for the deliverance that they had had. And then a little bit farther down, in verse 20, it tells us that Miriam picked up a tambourine, and she began to lead the praise for what God had done. And as I read that, I thought about when Pastor and I were coming up at the very beginning of our salvation. We went to an old-time Pentecostal church. It's up on the corner of Spring Valley and Preston Road. The church is still there. No, the building is still there. The church that we went to has since moved, but the building is still there. But that church, we didn't have carpet on the floor. We had wood floor. And I'm telling you, there is nothing like, and you hear that on the wood floor, and folks are making a praise up to God, and it just keeps going on and on and on. There's so much that we can do. You know, we come in, and I know you're saying, well, Sister Lincoln, that just is not my personality. I'm very reserved. So I just kind of sit back and, you know, when I come into church, I like to watch the people. I have never been much of a watcher. I want to be involved. I want to be in the midst of it. And so we have an opportunity when we come into God's house to be in the midst of his praise and worship. Now, I know this is going to be a real touchy one. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And somewhere, I'm going somewhere I missed it. My favorite. Praise him in the dance. Okay, let me back up a little bit. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Don't know if y'all read about David. You know, we used to sing a song, I'm going to dance like David danced. But do we know why David was dancing? The Ark of the Covenant had been lost. The first time they tried to bring it in, God smote the man who's put his hand up to steady the ark as it was coming in. So now, David gets word that God has blessed Obed-Edom and his family who had been keeping the ark. So now we can bring it back. So they're bringing the ark in. I mean, David is just overly excited. All he can do is praise God. And he begins to dance. But what I think is really cool, they're only taking 6 steps. And then he's offering a sacrifice. Now he's dancing them whole 6 steps. Not a lot of steps, but a lot of praise. And that's why I say, I know you're reserved. And my family tells me this all the time about me in general. A lot of things that I like. Everybody is not like you. Everybody doesn't like what you like. I agree. I don't expect everybody to be like me. But I don't think that it is above my expectation to believe that every believer should praise God. I don't think that's too much to ask. But we need to praise him, the high-sounding cymbals. You know, we use sports all the time. Pastor uses football most of the time, and I think that has a lot to do with the people around us that like football, and then they like basketball. I myself, I like baseball. I don't watch it because my family thinks it's boring, which is probably a good thing because I could get sucked into that sports thing. But I do like baseball. And you know, there is nothing like a good play. And although I may not watch a game, every now and then somebody will send me a clip of a good play in a game. And I'm like, oh, that was sweet. We can enjoy these things. We can get excited about these things. And then we come into God's house sober. I'm chilled. That's what it is. I'm chilled. Oh, worship, yes. It's okay. But it's not okay. We need to live as believers. We need to live in a place of praise. Now, we should not be praise-centered. We should be God-centered. But if we're God-centered, that's going to make us praise-centered. Verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And this day that we live in, there's a lot of objections as to praising the Lord. You know, folks will shun you. You'll get pushed to the side. But the one qualification for praising God is if we have breath. So if we have breath, what should we be doing? Praising God. You know, I'm going to try and get through this really quick because my time is running out. But I thought about The old me, 40 years ago, before I became this new creature that I am now. But the old me, when I got ready to go out to the club, first off, I dressed. Second, I had my music going, and the alcohol was just flowing. And it was doing that because when I got to the club, I was set. Now this new creature in Christ, thank you, Jesus, thank God for deliverance. I still like to dress. The difference is, I got Christian music on in the morning. The flow is from the new wine of the Holy Ghost. That's what gets me so that when I bust those doors open, I'm ready to go. I come in ready to praise and magnify my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because see, I know I am breathing. The only reason why I'm breathing is because he has breathed that breath of life into me. The only qualification for praise is if you're breathing. And if not anything else, you need to praise him for that breath. Well, mine is kind of shallow, but you got one. We need to stop looking at ourselves as if we are to do something in ourselves. We ought not look at praise as an embarrassment. We ought to look at praise as an opportunity, as being privileged to praise and worship him. God has commanded us to praise him. And so praise is in obedience to that command that he has given us. And so I just want to say again, if you're breathing, you ought to be praising. That's our responsibility. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, for saving us, for giving us another opportunity to praise you. Help us, Lord, to begin to praise you with every fiber of our being. Help us to understand, Lord, we don't come into the service to get something out of it necessarily. But Lord, we come into the service to put something into it, to be a blessing, to be a worshiper, to be a lifter up of your holy name. Father, we realize that this is not something that we can do in ourselves, but we come to you, Lord, just asking that you help us so that we can get to a place where praise is second nature. It just happens. It's a way of life for us, Lord, not something that we're straining to do, but it's something that we live to do. It's something that we live. And Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lincoln. I am just thankful this morning for God, for who he is. And I know when I'm standing up here, I make praise and worship look easy. But it's hard for me sometimes, too. You know, I'm human. I go through things. I have bad days just like everyone else. But my service is to the Lord first. My thanks and my praise is to him first. So no matter what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, I find it somewhere. I find it in me to lift my voice and to lift my hands and to praise him because he's worthy. He is worthy of our praise. So I'm so thankful that she shared that message this morning. Hopefully it was a blessing to you too. I want to thank everyone for coming this morning. Thank you for those who joined us by webcast. If you have not had an opportunity to give, please do so because we do need your support. And the last announcement is that we will have a laity to laity service this Wednesday. So please come out and support those of our laity ministry, please. Thank you so much for coming. If you'll stand with me, I'll pray real quickly and we will be dismissed. Lord, thank you so much for your love. We ask for your covenant protection throughout this week, and just give us a heart and a mind each and every day, God, to praise you because you are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.